Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Carol Horning, who's been organizing the September 11th exhibit that will be in Washington during part of the county fair. A special exhibit is going to be coming to Washington here in July, right up with the county fair. Can you share what that exhibit is?
So we are going to bring a traveling 9/11 memorial exhibit to the county fair. We're very excited about it. It's a really, really neat thing. You know, my thing is not everybody's going to get to New York to be able to see this. So our hope is that we can kind of bring a little piece of New York here so that especially our young children that weren't here during 9/11 can understand exactly what happened that day and why we're so passionate about trying to keep this country safe.
Our high schoolers were born after it happened.
Exactly. So hopefully we can get them all out there to see what happened during that day.
You've seen the exhibit.
I have.
Can you kind of walk us through what people will see?
Yeah. First of all, the emotions. It's so emotionally draining to go through it. The traveling exhibit brings firefighters from New York that were actually there that day that are retired. They all volunteer now to travel with this. And they walk you through it. And you see some artifacts that from that day. They walk you through a timeline of what happened, why it happened, the impact of the planes, how it works. There's things about it, you know, you listen to it on the news at the time that it happened, but these guys are so detailed about how it happens, it makes you feel like you were there.
My goodness. And with this, do they need to get tickets ahead of time? How do they go see it?
No, just come to the fair. Once you get into the fair, the exhibit itself is free. We are having a Veterans Day on Sunday, July 15th, and that is for all veterans, all emergency personnel, all police, fire, first responders. We are inviting them to come to the fair that day for free. You need to bring your credentials with you to the gate, and we will let you in for free that day. We hope you bring your families, and you come and have a great day and enjoy the fair along with this exhibit.
And you really pushed for this. It doesn't normally come to county fairs.
It doesn't. We had the opportunity last fall. We went to Las Vegas, and our fair board sent us to a fair convention while we were there. At this fair convention, they have a trade show where they have, you know, all the things that you can bring to a county fair. And I came across this traveling, and I always tell everybody, most people go to Las Vegas and they don't sleep because they're gambling and drinking. And I got so excited, I couldn't sleep because I was so excited about trying to figure out how to get this to our county fair. And she said, well, we don't normally do county fairs. She said, we usually do bigger events. And I said, well, we may be small, but we're very mighty. And so I started the push to get this here. And I may have started it, but because of all the incredible people in this community helping me get this here, it's going to happen.
You had quite the fundraiser, the drive to get everything you needed.
I did. We spent a lot of time going to service organizations and just anywhere that anybody would accept me to come talk to them and telling them what I needed. And the people, like I said, this community has always been so amazing when they see something good at responding. So like I said, I might have started it, but there's no way without everybody's help that people just got excited about it just like I did and started pitching and helping me figure out how to get this here.
And this is really close to you with your son.
It is. My oldest son served in Afghanistan shortly after 9/11. It's very important to him too. And we lived this. We lived what happens after an attack on our country, just like a lot of people in this community have. And the people before us, all the veterans that came and fought for this country before 9/11, they know exactly what this feels like.
And it won't be at the county fair the entire week. So
no.
People need to go early.
Yes, it will be there Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. But on Saturday, July 14th, before the fair, we are going to host an escort for them into town. We're very excited about that. So the police, the first responders, the American Legion riders, and anybody that would like to participate, we're going to start in Ainsworth at 2 o'clock, and we're going to escort this truck to town. So whether you want to be a participant or whether you just want to watch, we're looking for everybody to come out and welcome these guys to Washington.
And it comes in on a semi. Does it just kind of unfold?
It does. It has slides out on it, kind of like a camper. It's big. It's handicap accessible. It's air conditioned. It's available to everybody, which really thrills me to death that everybody can come see this. And we're going to make sure that everybody is going to be able to get to the fairgrounds to see it. We've worked on lining up golf carts and things to make sure that, because we assume there's going to be a lot of people there. We're trying to make it as easy as possible for everybody to get there.
And is there anything now that you need to get ready still?
The biggest thing now is just getting the word out and letting everybody know that it's coming. And I appreciate so much everybody's support in helping me with that. We have flyers out, trying to send them out, just making sure that everybody knows that it's coming. And We've had a lot of help. You know, we have part of the Washington wrestling team coming in to help set it up that day. We have people that have volunteered to be hosts and hostesses for me. I've had people volunteer to sit at the gate and check credentials. So like I said, everywhere I turn, people keep asking me, what can I do? So it's coming together very well.
And it's the Washington County Fair, but do you anticipate people from all over?
I do. I think that the nice thing about this, I'm excited for the people in this community, but I'm also excited for other people to come into this town and showcase our town and what we have to offer here.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Carol Horning, who's helping to organize having a September 11th exhibit in Washington during part of the Washington County Fair. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.